This is Voices from the Classroom, a WFSU radio project sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative.
My name is Adam Downs, and I am 17 years old. I'm about to graduate at the Success Academy. I never thought I would graduate. I always thought I would get my GED. I didn't want to start out lower than I had to, because everybody has a chance. But if you give up your chance and you're starting lower than everybody else, then it's not very likely that you're going to do good in life and be successful and do the things that you want to do. So I didn't want to start out lower than I had to on the totem pole. No matter how hard it gets in high school or how impossible it seems, there's always another way to do something. As long as you try and put your full effort into stuff, the world will let you keep going. When I gave my full effort, it's when I started at Success Academy. The teachers were helpful. I was motivated at the time. I wasn't distracted by different crowds of people or friends. I pulled my life together when I came here. Well, I'm going to graduate, and I'm going to give myself a little bit of time, and then I'm going to start college and pursue my dreams. I want to help people.
Mariah Whitworth. I am 18 years old and go to the Success Academy. Ambition is the root of all achievement. Having the perseverance and the passion to be a successful person should be one's main focus in life. My success story is built from within, is beginning to fall into place. Graduating from high school and pursuing my dreams as an individual is my main goal. I will not allow my fears to become my boundaries of achieving in life. I determine my own destiny. I have reached my goal, and I will be graduating in December of 2012. After I graduate, I will be going to TCC for 2 years, and hopefully I will get into the Navy or the Air Force and pursuing a career in communications and governmental law.
The American Graduate Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.